Day 337. Atop a hill in Athens. Acts 17, verse 26 through chapter 18, verse 4. Atop a hill in Athens, Paul declared the true God. From one ancestor, God made all the different races. He decided when and where on earth they would live. Why? So they would search for the Lord, reach out and find him. He is not far from each of us, for in him we live and move and have our being. Your poets have said this very thing. They wrote, "For we too are his children." Paul continued, "Since we're God's children, how can God be a stone image shaped by human images?" Now, he commands all people to change their minds. A day has been set when the world will be judged. God has selected a man to be the judge. He's brought him back from death. Paul's audience interrupted and scoffed. A man brought back from death? They laughed. But some joined Paul and believed. After this, Paul left Athens and went to Corinth. There he worked with Aquila and his wife Priscilla. They were tent makers, as was Paul. Every Sabbath, he would try to convince Jews and Greeks about Jesus. Here's two questions for your children, parents. Why did God make the different races on earth? And what did Paul say that made his audiences scoff? Hope you enjoyed today's lesson. Have a blessed day. And parents, don't forget to pray with your children. Thank you.